Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks here as we continue on here on the 10th of July, 2010. Let's go right to the phone lines. And by the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Once again, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Lee. Lee, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Mr. Weeks. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Long-time listener, first-time caller to your show. Something really got my attention as you were reading off that ABCD list. I believe it was C or D, I think. What really got my attention on it was the last part of that when it said, to meet the needs of the decision makers.
Yeah.
And what do their needs have to do with any of this?
Well,
that's my
just
first
it.
Question.
Yeah, that kind of caught
I
my attention, too. I didn't mention anything about it when I read it. But that was that's very astute of you to catch that, because exactly where are the needs? You know, the needs of the environment, the needs of the wildlife, all that stuff really be damned, you know. And certainly our needs and our desires, our ambitions be damned. You know, they don't care about anything else but the needs of the decision. And who are the decision makers? You know?
Yeah. I don't even know. You can't even tell what their state of mentality is anymore. I mean, they are making laws that are just absolutely, completely so far out of the box, puts them on another planet, and they're not focusing on the real issues. I was wondering, had you seen the leaked document on the 13 proposed locations for that so-called prospective conservation designation?
Say that again. I can hardly hear you.
There was a leaked document a few months back that had been leaked. It was an internal draft. It was an attachment 4. It started out with attachment 4, and it was the prospective conservation designation for national monuments under the Antiquities Act.
You know, it seems like I talked about something like that on the show, but why don't you, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. Can I hold you over?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. We have Lee from Georgia on the line. Melody in Colorado is also here. Hang with us, Melody. We'll get to you after the break. Stay with us, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 10th of July, 2010. And we're back to the phones. Lee is in Georgia. And Lee, you were just about to tell us about the national monuments or something, some kind of leaked document. I don't believe I've heard about this.
This was some 2 or 3 months ago. This document was leaked, and I managed to lay my hands on a copy of it. And what it is, it starts with attachment 4, and there's like six or seven different attachments that go to this thing. And it's entitled the Prospective Conservation Designation, and these are areas that the Obama administration was seeking to lay their hands on under the guise of protecting the environment. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to do this under the National Monument Designations. They were trying to do the National Monument Designations under the Antiquities Act. And okay. This is some, I actually have the document sitting in front of me right now, and I learned about it from another RBN host on his show, which got me hunting it down. Took some doing to lay my hands on it, but this is some 13 or 14 areas, ranging all the way from Utah, Montana, New Mexico, let's see here, California, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Wyoming. I mean, and these are all areas that are already protected by the states, but the national the Obama administration is wanting to basically, as far as I'm concerned, lay siege to it.
Yeah, you know, I remember talking about how Obama was trying to designate more areas as national monuments. I don't remember the leaked document part.
No,
but you come across so much information anymore.
Want a copy of that? I'd be more than happy to send you a copy.
Yeah, please do.
Oh yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that. But you know, see, this to me, this is nothing shy of basically the federal government, in my opinion, trying to scoop up every bit of public lands and take it under their absolute control,
mm-hmm.
and that just falls right in line with the Global Biodiversity Project.
Yes.
You were absolutely right earlier when you said the states actually can, you know, I think that, what was it you said, the states, all the states have to do is
every bit of this.
You know,
none of this has to happen. And this is why I spent so much time on that, is because I want people to understand, you know, you can call the Capitol all you want, and I would encourage people to do that. And the phone number to do that is on the website. But there are some things on a federal level that we have very little control of. You know, as far as the banking and the fiat money system that we have, for instance, the only thing that we can really do is provide alternatives and alternative currencies on a local level to circumvent the control of our money system. But when it comes to this kind of legislation that's being passed down to the states, see, Lee, there's a reason why the federal government pays the states to implement these programs, because they can't get it done any other way. If they
right.
could, they wouldn't be handing out these worthless junk dollars to the states,
right.
who
exactly.
gobbles them up like candy. You know,
exactly. And, you know, you were exactly right. And see, I think what's happened is our state legislators have forgotten that the federal government gets its power from the states. Well, what I think, I have a suggestion for all the state legislatures, and I'm talking about the state senates, getting it completely away from the federal government completely. And the states need to step up. All the state legislators, the state senates, the governors, all of them, and take Nancy's advice and look the federal government right straight in the face and just say no. Just say
yeah.
no.
That's what needs to happen. And
no,
just
say
people...
no and tell the federal government, no more. You get your power from us. You no longer tell us what to do. From here on out, we tell you what to do. And if you can't do that, then you know what? You cut off. Pure and simple. You cut off. And if you come in our
state...
Well,
if you can't do that, you're going to end up running against them. You're going to end up campaigning against these people. And you will do whatever you can to shame them publicly. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You know, I mean, for... citizens can band together and rent billboards and say that these people want to squash your private property rights. You know, I mean,
that's exactly what they want to do.
We need a rallying around private property rights today. There are so many things that we get distracted by on a daily basis that demand our attention. It seems to me like flying beneath the radar, though, is this constant encroachment upon our land. You know, and that doesn't get much attention because of everything else that is pressing us on all sides on a daily basis. So, listen, I appreciate the call. If you could send me that document, I'd really appreciate that.
I will most certainly do that. Let me grab an ink pen and paper. And your email was what now?
It's radio.
Radio.
At governamerica.com.
At governamerica.com.
Okay.
All right, I'll get that to you this evening sometime.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
God bless you. Folks, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Colorado and talk to Melody, who's hanging on very patiently. Melody, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. This is kind of along the lines of what you're talking about. It was just something that I had noticed in the last few days. I had been driving around the northwest part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And once I hit about, just east of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, all the way down to the I-70 corridor, which were, you know, like mountain ranges of devastated trees. I mean, it's worse than a fire could do, the equivalent of a fire, but it goes from range one side of the, from the right to the left, all down ranges of pine beetle kill or something along that lines, and it looks like it might even affect some of the aspen trees, but I mean, you're just looking at total dead trees from one view to the next.
Wow.
And I don't, I mean, and if it continues to spread like it's spreading in that central part of the state, and again, I didn't go east, and I didn't go very far west on the I-70 corridor because of the direction I was traveling, but I'm going, if this takes over the state like it has taken over the central part, I just have to wonder, is there possible that this is another situation of being allowed? I'm not an expert on it. I have no background and understanding, although I will start asking questions of people I do that are, do know that are involved in, managing these forests and that's, I just have to wonder if that is possibly something deeper to this, and it is in a very populated part of the state, although it extends far beyond that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because we have that here in Michigan, too. I know, I remember going up north, occasionally my family and I will take a trip up north to the either the northern lower peninsula or the upper peninsula, and northern Michigan really is, there are major national parks up in northern Michigan, forests that go on for acres and acres and acres. And I remember driving along there and just seeing a similar situation that you're talking about, where it's just miles and miles and miles of nothing but dead trees. And you got to ask yourself the question, what in the world's going on here? You know, because you don't see that on the private land. Now, you know, it could be that there's some kind of bug. You know, I know that they had that, what was it? I think it was some kind of worm that was getting in the trees, and they asked people not to bring your own firewood because it would spread the worm or whatever it was. But anyway, they were, but it seems like private land always is managed better. It's always, you don't have these massive, sometimes you do. But the vast majority of these forest fires happen on federal land, and that's just a fact of the matter. They don't manage it.
See, when it did bring to mind,
in the hands of private citizens, private individuals, they always cherish it, and they always will take better care of anything like that.
Well, I'll certainly look into this much further. I just hadn't, there's so many areas to get distracted and go off and have to research to find out answers to questions. But it was just, it was such a huge, huge swath of area that, generally when you see these pine beetle kills and you'll see, patches and it'll, it can cover a sizable area. But even those trees don't go from one vista to the next, and it's just literally taken over the whole area.
Well, and that brings up another point, too, is that if that land had been privately managed, people who were living on that land would have noticed there was a problem sooner, and it would have been dealt with sooner. They would have gotten pesticides or whatever they had to get to kill that thing.
And that's a possibility. I'm sure part of this is on private lands, but I don't know what's being done. All I'm just having the question is there a Hegelian dialectic taking place here, and it's worthy of looking into.
That's, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's all I needed to.
All right, well thank you. I appreciate the call there, Melody. And folks, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're just about up to break time already. So we're going to go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, we have Jeff in Massachusetts as well. Folks, once again, the number is 800-313-9443. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website. My email address is radio@GovernAmerica.com. And the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just a quick reminder here that RBN's having a pledge drive. Anyone who would like to help donate can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 during office hours. That is Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And after hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Now, keep in mind, they have the RBN business cards available, $10 per 100. This includes free shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. So a great way to spread the message to the friends, family, co-workers or anybody else that you could possibly, you know, you could get some of these and leave them in public libraries or donate them to your public library if they'll, you know, make it a part of their loaning program. But anyway, directions to get the information out. And certainly that is something that needs to be done today. We need to increase our numbers. So once again, that's 800-724-2719 during business hours, or anytime at republicbroadcasting.org to support the network. I highly encourage you to do so. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jeff is in Massachusetts. Jeff, thanks for holding on.
Oh, you're welcome. I was looking at your website, and you know what's interesting is I was reading your Agenda 21 Smart Growth News.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're kind of talking about the environment today, you know
right.
What's funny is Massachusetts has two articles in here which just shows how Marxist my state really is. And these two articles, with building prospects slim, more Boston Greenway public and green spaces may be just fine. And the other one is Mass DOT will promote smart growth and complete streets to reduce carbon footprint. Well, I can tell you right now, living in Massachusetts, that both of these are pork projects that will go to the unions and will be a complete waste and will be a complete mess. So that's one thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're right. Private is better than public every single time, and the New World Order doesn't like it. And third, encouragement. Here is the encouragement. This country, even though it's finished in a lot of ways, it's not finished. My state is finished, the Northeast is finished, but the rest of the country isn't. Because, you see, the sign that you can tell that a country is truly finished is when you start hearing the word on the street, to where neighbors will say, yes, my friend has been taken to a concentration camp, or I'm not going to say anything because I know of a church that got burned down by the street by government agents, or you know, you start hearing stories like this from people on the street, not shortwave radio, not internet radio, but average people on the street will say, I'm not saying nothing, I'm not going to get flagged, I know of a person that got harassed to the point of committing suicide. You know, in other words, what's rare and what seems like urban legend today will be common tomorrow. That's the true sign that you can tell that a country is finished, is when you start hearing anecdotes and stories from average people about being hauled off to concentration camps, losing their jobs, being sued into destitution. In other words, paying the price for being outspoken, paying the price for being a whistleblower. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, I really think that people can't ever let them get to that point where we allow them to make us afraid to speak out. Because you're right. I mean, once we get to that point where we're afraid to speak out, we are finished.
Yes.
And the problem today is that the vast majority of the people, and I think this is rapidly changing, and I think this is one of the major reasons why they're working so diligently to get the Internet under their thumb, under their control, you know, to get all the mechanisms in place legally and to shut it down, so that when they conduct an operation, a major operation, we can't exchange information and expose what they're doing.
Exactly.
I really think that's when that shutdown button, or whatever you want to call it, is going to be used.
You're right.
They engage in their major operation, some false flag, which involves maybe several cities or different places all at once, some major operation, and they're going to shut it down so that we don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
When people realize the power, you know, of the Hegelian dialectic, they can see through the lies, so you can watch the mainstream news. You know, the funny thing is, Jeff, is once you understand the dialectic, you can turn on that TV and really you can know by reading between the lines exactly what really is happening.
Exactly, and be able to predict the future. And one of my heroes, Al Cuppet, talks about the fact that when people start getting alternative forms of information, that's going to be when people start getting hauled away to concentration camps, when they pull the kill switch and people start getting hauled for that. That's you know, these are indicators. It's like a science. It's like having a list and saying, I'm going to buy beans, I'm going to buy hot dogs, I'm going to buy water, I'm going to buy all this stuff. You know, the government has their list, too, and they're going by a list, they're going by a program, they're going by a pattern. And you know what? The pattern doesn't change. If you know the pattern, you
okay,
can predict.
Okay, well, and the pattern doesn't change either, because we have to go to the break every now so often. Hold on, Jeff. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Winks. As we continue on here, Julie in Colorado writes, she says, "Hi, Darren. I now live in Colorado, and I've noticed the trees, too. I asked a ranger at Rocky Mountain National Park about this. It is really ugly. They said it was due to a bark beetle. She says, I have my own thoughts about this. I think it could be due to chemtrails. It is so very, very sad. The ranger also said it was kind of like a forest fire to thin out the trees. Here, where I live on the western slope, it is not so prevalent, but there is a huge area up the Grand Mesa near Grand Junction where the aspens are dying. Just a thought for you. I heard Melody this morning." So that was Joy in Colorado. I thank you for that, Joy. Jeff in Massachusetts is on the line. Jeff, did you finish your thoughts there?
No, I didn't actually.
Go ahead.
In Massachusetts, we have the Asian longhorn beetle, so that's what's croaking our trees. And also, too, another final thought, which is, and this is encouragement. Now the Northeast is finished. I know that, but you know what? Down south, Midwest areas like that, if the New World Order tries to push out the hillbillies, who have been there for generations. Out of there, the New World Order will be in for a rude awakening because those hillbillies know that land like the back of their hand. And if the New World Order wants to put in foreign troops in there in that area, they're going to be in for a surprise.
Let me just interrupt you there for just a minute.
Yes.
I still don't want to say that the Northeast is finished.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from, and I know the mentality, and don't ever give up hope. You know,
I won't.
These people, you know, there is a lot of out-of-work Americans, and a lot of these people are waking up, too. You know, they may not understand socialism, Marxism, fascism, and the grand scheme of things, but there are a lot of people even in the Northeast that are waking up. I think you'd be surprised at just how many of us there are in every area. You know, and as far as down south is concerned, what you're talking about, because there really is a hotbed of liberty-minded people in the South.
Yes.
And I really think that maybe that's part of the reason why they have Operation Gulf Grease going on down there, you know, because a lot of these people, especially in the southernmost states, you know, they live along the Gulf. And, you know, I heard a report. Now, I don't know if this is so or not, and, you know, we have a lot of listeners all over the country. I'd love to be able to hear your reports, if you can call in, but I did hear somebody say that there is some acid rain activity going on as far north as even Ohio.
Oh, wow.
That's what I've heard. Now, again, that's unsubstantiated as far as I'm concerned at this point. I would be interested to find out how many people are, you know, from all over the country have experienced this. Some of the reports I've been getting, by the way, are that people are saying that when it rains, they can smell petroleum or they can smell chemicals, and then when they go outside, it actually stings.
Oh, wow.
I think it was John Statmiller's program that some people were saying that. He had guests on. But anyway, I would love to be able to, if you live along the Gulf states, to give us to call in and within this half hour to give us a report on that.
Yes, but my final point is that basically it's not going to be as easy for foreign troops to come in and just invade the area. The people would have to give up willingly, and I don't think those hillbillies and people that live in the country will do that because they know exactly what's going on. And you know what? If things do happen, which I don't want to see things happen in my lifetime, I love peace, but you know what? If it does happen, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be beyond ugly, and it's going to be like Iraq right now, except the right-wing Christians will be the insurgents. So everything will be in reverse, and you know a lot of people don't realize it, but hey, I thank you for having me on the show, and do have a good
weekend. Jeff. I appreciate the call. There's one thing that he said that I wanted to revisit also, and he mentioned that privatization or private is always better than public. I don't know that I agree with that particular statement because, you know, if it was really private companies and less government, then yes, I would agree with it. But what we have going on today is the privatization schemes that are going on today are actually really an extension of government into private industry. And that's the problem. I think it was it Bill Clinton that signed the executive order? Anyway, it was Executive Order 12803 was infrastructure privatization. And now we have foreign companies coming in and engaging in activities, you know, with our roadways that are being built. No, actually, it was George Bush, April 30th, 1992, that signed Executive Order 12803. If you go to a search engine and put in EO 12803, it'll bring up this executive order of April 30th, 1992. And it's in the Federal Register, 57FR19063. But anyway, infrastructure privatization, and what it is, really, it turns our government into a fascist dictatorship, really. But anyway, moving along here, and then I got some other information, too, from New Jersey, because this kind of thing is going on all over the country, and this is the kind of thing that Bill Clinton was talking about when he was talking about reinventing government. It's a reinvented government under the auspices of privatization, turning the American people into customers, and you have no choice but to buy in, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, it's the empowerment of multinational corporations over us in every sense. An area that we can have. Moving along here from naturalnews.com, I got a lot of information I'm going to cover here. U.S. opposes honest labeling of genetically modified foods. They say the official U.S. position on genetically modified organisms, also known as GMs or GMOs, is that there is no difference between them and natural organisms. Crafted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, the same agency that's pushing NAIS, Animal ID, the position set forth to the Codex Alimentarius Committee on the issue goes even further to suggest that no country should be able to require mandatory GMO labeling on food items, even though science shows that GMOs act differently in the body than do natural organisms and are a threat to health. A group of over 80 food processors, farmers, and consumer organizations has sent an official letter to Michael Taylor, Deputy Commissioner of the FDA, and Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture at the USDA, protesting the official U.S. position, citing the fact that it creates significant problems, quote-unquote, for all U.S. food producers that wish to label their products as being GMO-free. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a situation right now going on down in Haiti. They had that earthquake down there, which, I think, what was it, Fidel Castro or Hugo Chavez? I can't remember which communist dictator it was, but they said that the United States government set that thing off because they were doing testing. But anyway, Monsanto, or as I like to call it, Monsatan, they tried to donate a bunch of genetically modified seeds to the Haitian people. And this is a poor country, folks. These people are starving. But they said, no, we don't want your crappy seeds. Pardon my language, but they said, we don't want that junk. It's a gift. It's a gift of death. Now, if they recognize that, and they're in dire straits, why can't the American people recognize that when we have alternative choices? You know, we can work to grow our own food and have it organic, have it not genetically modified. Anyway, moving along here, we see health overhaul may mean longer ER waits and crowding. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when the Obama bill is passed, when the Obamacare is passed, all this stuff is going to be a thing of the past, right? Oh, wait a minute. The Obamacare bill, didn't it already pass? That's right. It's already passed. Now they're talking about crowding in the ERs, rationing of services, folks. The Associated Press reports just about a week ago, emergency rooms, the only choice for patients who can't find health care elsewhere, may grow even more crowded with longer wait times under the nation's new health law. That might come as a surprise to those who thought getting 32 million more people covered by health insurance would ease ER crowding. It would seem these patients would be able to get routine health care by visiting a doctor's office, as most insured do. But it's not that simple. Consider, there's already a shortage of frontline family physicians in some places, and experts think it's going to grow worse. People without insurance aren't the ones filling out the nation's emergency rooms. Far from it. The uninsured are no more likely to use ERs than people with private insurance because they're wary of huge bills. The biggest users of emergency rooms by far are Medicaid recipients, and the new health insurance law will increase their ranks by about 16 million. Medicaid is the state and federal program for low-income families, and most of you know that. We're not going to elaborate on that. ERs are already crowded, and hospitals are just now finding solutions. And they go on to report, quote, a RAND Corporation researcher about the new law, and she says, or he says, more people will have coverage and will be less afraid to go to the emergency department if they're sick or hurt and have nowhere else to go. We just don't have other places in the system for these folks to go. Now, of course, we have all these migrant workers coming into the country, listeners, and the federal government is doing everything they can to provide incentives for these people, and the beat goes on. So, Obamacare, more problems created under the guise of solving problems. And this is the pattern all along. I got more phone calls. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. Let's go to RJ in Utah. RJ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Darren?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hey, there's good information in the mix here that a lot of people don't know yet, but they need to know. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Where to start? Okay. There's a program on TalkShoe. I don't know if many people are aware of TalkShoe. On the 2nd of July, his name is Daryl Frack, I think F-R-A-C-K. And he spoke for 3 hours about what he has done. It's like what God had him do. And he said that all of these executive orders are null and void, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you have quoted a couple of them this morning, but according to the Supreme Court, Daryl Frack, with the help of God behind him, all of those executive orders are now null and void.
Well, you know, here's the thing about this, RJ. Executive orders actually don't have the force and effect of law.
Yep.
What the executive orders, they apply to federal agencies. And and they're treated, you know, very much, in fact, I think it was a Supreme Court justice that said that there's no civil or criminal penalty for failure to follow an executive order. But be that as it may, the federal agencies continue to treat them as if they're law. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts there.
Another part of this equation is that much of these bailout funds, you know, we were told in September of, was it, 08, that there was $800 billion. It actually came to more than $2 trillion. But 130 members of Congress stole money from those funds. And those funds have now been found, along with other stolen money. And there are trust accounts set aside for Americans from this stolen money that they have been stealing for decades and decades that put in place hundreds of trillions of dollars in behalf of Americans. And you would think, oh, RJ, no, that can't be. Well, yeah, it is. There's three trust accounts set up now with hundreds of trillions of dollars of money that belongs to Americans and backed by gold. And interesting, these banks that are too big to fail, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all of them, many of them have been involved with the laundering of money for drug running, that mm-hmm. those banks must come down, and those banks are coming down.
Now, this
and
trust
it may appear for a little while as though it's a financial collapse, but a financial collapse is not occurring. There are banks that must cease and desist, while on the other hand, a whole new system based upon gold is in the process of being put together. And I put some of that on my site, Darren, morningliberty.com, so people can take a look and draw their own conclusions, okay?
Okay,
so
very good.
On one hand, it looks like, well, everything's coming down. We have no hope. It was just... I could cry from what the caller from Massachusetts was saying, but it is not the case. Americans, we are making a difference. This thing does not have to come down, and there are Americans who are standing up and winning, and people need to know that.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Now, that's your website, once again, is morningliberty.com?
Yes, and I have set a section called Restore America Plan. Not everything in that section is from the Guardians of the Free Republics, but these articles I'm mentioning, including world central banks that are now trading again with gold, a whole new banking system for America backed by gold is being prepared for when these banks that are too big to fail, they can no longer laundry drug money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They must shut their doors. I'm telling you that Americans quietly and carefully are risking their lives, and they have been putting back these foundations of America. And our hope is during the coming weeks, you'll start to see the evidence. It's like sometime between now and then, I don't know if it's going to take 2 weeks or 3 months or 6 months, but that's in the middle of happening. Obama must step aside. He does not deserve to be president. He knows it. He is no longer the commander-in-chief, and he knows it. So we will see, correct? Americans are making a difference. It is happening quietly and carefully, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got to move on, but I appreciate the call. That's RJ in Utah. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Darren, can I go back to privatization real quick?
Absolutely.
Darren, we got a lot of cities and a lot of states that are coming under fiscal crises. Yeah, there was an article, I believe it was Thursday, about New Jersey considering privatizing a considerable amount of their services. Darren, we can't let this happen. If the states or the cities cannot afford to offer these services, they need to dump them. They do not need to privatize them. Privatization, in order for a business to operate and operate properly, it has to be under the thumb of the free market 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, hold it right there, Mark. That's a good place to pause. And we'll take the break and we'll come back and continue with you, okay? Folks, we're moving rapidly here. At the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chetman, if all goes as planned. And when we come back, we'll continue with Mark in Texas and also Dan in Kentucky. We'll be back here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, I wanted to say real quickly about the executive orders. I had mentioned earlier that a quote, which I had thought, I was doing it from memory, and it's been quite a while since I had seen it. I said that it was from somebody from the Supreme Court. That wasn't true. It's actually from the National Security Council, and there are two quotes. Brian Merchant from the National Security Council said, "First, executive orders become effective on the date that they are signed unless there is an effective date set within the body of the executive order. Second, executive orders do not become law." Okay, and also Mr. Bill Leary from the National Security Council also confirmed that when he said there is no criminal or legal penalty for failure to obey an executive order. So there you have that. Okay, we got Mark in Texas on the line. Mark, you were talking about the privatization thing. Go ahead with your thoughts there.
We can't allow this public-private to end up on steroids here. There's a lot of cities and states that are financially in trouble. They're going to start trying to privatize everything. Darren, you just removed competition through privatization. It can't happen. The only way a business can function to the point that the consumer can benefit is through free market principles.
Yes.
It will not happen under privatization. If they can privatize one city service, what is left out of the realm of possibilities for them continuing to privatize?
Exactly. And all this is just another scheme for people at the top who are actually the policymakers to cash in. You know, what comes to mind are all these no-bid contracts for companies like Halliburton and, you know, companies like that, that, you know, the elitists who are making policies have their hands in the cookie jars, and they're implementing all this stuff. It's an empowerment, you know, of it's a consolidation of power at the top is what it is.
Right,
there's absolutely no representative government in it.
Once they choose a business to privatize with, once again, if it's a 10-year contract, competition has been eliminated for the length of that contract. That's how we end up with the they privatize profits, they socialize the losses. That's how we end up in this trouble from the get-go. If it gets on steroids, Darren, we're toast.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely toast. The only thing that the consumer can look forward to is higher prices on everything. And they'll blame, it can't be inflation. It was privatization. No, it's going to be both. We're going to be hit from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds really good on its surface because I think part of the reason why people go for it is because they think that, well, overbearing government, more and more government, is a bad thing. And so we don't want government controlling everything because it screws up everything it controls. So privatization it sounds like a good thing, but it's not free enterprise.
We've been hit over the head for 20 years that we just simply have to run government more like a business. That's
right.
The worst thing we could do.
Yeah.
The government ain't in business. How can you apply a constitution to a business? You can't.
Yeah.
A constitution was written by us to apply to a government, a representative government. I'll let you go, but I could go on for hours on this.
Well, I really appreciate the call there, Mark. God bless you. Let's go to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, can you make your point real quick?
Hi, Darren. Great show, as always. Listen, he's right about the privatization part. There's another thing about that that's really bad. If you are dealing with somebody that's privatized, there's nobody to complain to. I've lived in Ron Paul's district in Galveston, and the utility company came around and were spinning people's meters when they put in new meters, and people's bills were going up $100, $150 just from putting the new meters in.
Wow.
The first time. So I went down to Ron Paul's office, and they said there's nothing they can do because it's a private utility, and you would have to go through
the state
and
Austin
to work on it.
Hold on right there. We got to take the top of the hour break, and we'll hold you over in the next hour, okay? And then we'll be bringing up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster also in the next hour if all goes as planned. Stay with us. Hour number 3 of Govern America is about to begin.
With recent